Rules surrounding masks have become more and more common in Oklahoma schools as case numbers of the coronavirus explode statewide. But as State Impact's Robbie Korth reports, those rules for masking aren't consistent.
Elizabeth Bass says if there wasn't a mask mandate in Norman Public Schools, her daughter would be home right now.
I mean, I'm still not completely comfortable, but we're not necessarily in a position where we could do virtual learning all the time.
Bass and her husband work full-time, and having their daughter in school and younger son in daycare has allowed them to keep at it, and masking helps keep them safe.
It doesn't bother them. They just see it as something that they're doing to help protect other people and to keep themselves safe. It has never been a big deal to them.
Masks slow the spread of COVID-19. In a press event earlier this month, president of the Oklahoma chapter of American Academy of Pediatrics, Dwight Sublett, told reporters they're the most important tool to making in-person schooling successful.
It is imperative in my mind that we have a mandatory mask policy for the schools. This is not in any way a political statement, any type of philosophical thing. Put that aside, it is purely and simply a matter of public health.
But masks aren't the norm in Oklahoma classrooms. A survey conducted by the State Department of Education last month found that about 80% of schools have rules requiring masks in place. However, those rules are applied unevenly, and only about half of the state schools require masks in the classroom. State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister.
We cannot accept that this is going to simply go away without extra vigilance. And we are imploring our local school districts, of course, and superintendents to have a mask requirement of all staff and students on campus.
Hoffmeister has repeatedly pushed for a statewide masking mandate in schools, but it's not up to her. Instead, it's up to the Oklahoma State Board of Education, and board members have declined to go further than simply encouraging masks.
We do need everyone in the state to take this incredibly seriously, and we trust that local communities know how to do what's best for their kids and their districts.
That's board member Jennifer Munnies. Her attitude is welcomed by rural districts like Coyle Public Schools, 40 miles north of Oklahoma City, says Superintendent Terry Zink.
At some point, we really have to look to something other than the state mandating this.
Zink says he believes decisions like masks are best left to local boards. Right now, in his district, masks are optional. Zink says he personally looks at statewide data and makes a decision weekly for the district, and he doesn't take COVID-19 lightly.
You know, I did catch it. It was bad.
When he tested positive, Zink pivoted Coyle Public Schools' distance learning because he'd recently visited every single classroom. But he still doesn't think a mask mandate is necessary for schools statewide.
If you feel you need to wear a mask, then wear it. Don't let the state tell you, hey, you have to do it. If you don't feel that way and you get it, then it's on you.
Zink says if he was a superintendent in a larger city, he'd probably mandate masks because it would be more difficult to handle more students and staff. But in Norman, parent Elizabeth Bass is glad that her district is requiring students and teachers to mask up. It's the best situation available. And as experts tout the importance of in-person learning and masking, she says she plans to keep listening.
For our kids, it's not really made any difference. They just, you know, put their mask on and go to school, and It's been fine.
Mask mandates have become more common in schools and will likely become even more popular as districts try to ward off the raging pandemic. But until there's a statewide rule, it's unlikely there'll be a tool used in every classroom anytime soon. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.